school. Tony says the villagers were apprehensive about the evacuees and remembers friction among the children in school. John remembers hostility at first. He says they were frowned on. Openly, people were quite friendly, but if anything happened, like broken windows, the evacuees were always blamed. Both men remember that there were about 60 children at the village school, split into two classes. At the time, the school was just one large room divided by a sliding partition into two classrooms. The infants were taught by Miss Rodford, who would bike from her cottage in Shipton Lane, reaching about 40 miles an hour by the village green. Mr. Howarth, the headmaster, taught the juniors. Mr. Howarth decided the school couldn't cope with the influx of the evacuees and the village children, so the village children went to school in the morning and the evacuees in the afternoon. John and Tony both thought this was a good idea, and they would go to help on the farms or play on the beach until the defences were put up after Dunkirk. The boys would play in the two empty houses on Burton Cliff, now Burton Cliff Hotel and Billy Bragg's house. Both remember that the school had allotments where Howard Close now is. On Tuesdays, the pupils went up there to tend the vegetables and hoe the plots. John remembers that for the first few months, the evacuees had to hoe the paths as they weren't given allotments. John asked for one, and the land was then redistributed.